Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and FAST Team representative, Fort Myers, Florida, who is today's host.
Welcome to FAA's Managing Safety Podcast. This is Amy Loboda. I'm here at Sun and Fun 2010 with Eric Lindberg and Yolanka Wolf with LEAP, Powering the Imagination. And Eric, tell me one more time, what does that stand for?
Well, it stands for the Lindberg Electric Aircraft Prize, and this is a suite of prizes that we'll be awarding for excellence in the field of electric aircraft development at AirVenture in July.
And by a suite, you mean four different prizes. You want to explain a little bit about each one?
That's correct. We have a technical advisory committee at LEAP that is really looking closely at what are the areas that we need to advance in to make electric aircraft practical and accessible to the average pilot. So that's the sort of the parameters that we're looking at, trying to push on those, create incentives, so that we can have, and these are the awards, best electric aircraft, best systems components. Those are two components that work together the best. And we'll give an award also for best singular component. So that could be a battery or a charger or one of those systems. And also a popular vote, which will really help engage the public and let us understand what's really exciting out there. And that category doesn't have to be present at Oshkosh. So it could be Solar Impulse in Switzerland or something else that hasn't quite made it to Oshkosh yet.
That's really exciting to hear about. Now, today is Lindberg Foundation Day here on the field at Sun and Fun 2010, but Lindberg Foundation gave you some seed money, is that correct?
That's correct. I served on the board of the Lindberg Foundation for 10 years. It's a public foundation, it's not a family foundation. And after 10 years, that needed a break, resigned, and now have come full circle. And we received a special project grant for LEAP to develop this because it really represents what the Lindberg Foundation is really doing, balancing advances in technology with preservation of the environment and really working its way back into the aviation industry.
You're going to be taking a team of kids with you this summer to Oshkosh. You want to tell a little bit about your initiative with the Seattle Aviation High School?
Absolutely. We are so excited. In fact, you see the excitement here at Sun and Fun surrounding electric aircraft, and you saw it in the media at Aero Friedrichshafen in Germany last week. This is an industry that's in its infancy, and it's lighting people up. So we're going to use the Electric Aircraft Prize as a focal point for an education program. We've got six kids coming from Aviation High School in Seattle, and six teachers and educators. The kids will form a work plan, make a team, and come out to Oshkosh with us, interview all the players in the industry, try to understand what the issues are for electric aircraft, what the potentials are, and then disseminate that report through social and mainstream media, really trying to get the word out as wide and far as they can in a small project-based group in a lived experience at AirVenture. And then the teachers who are facilitating that process will be really developing the curriculum that we can seamlessly integrate into high schools using electric aircraft as a focal point at first and then broadening out to other technical issues in the aviation industry the next year, and so that we can export this educational model. And then year three, we want to move out of aviation and go mainstream, having kids really focusing on solutions to problems and people creating those solutions so that we create a culture in high school age kids that look for problems as potential opportunities. Because all the problems we have in the world, they're solvable if we apply ourselves to it. And if we can light up kids to start working on that stuff at a young age, our society will take care of itself in the future. I'm just afraid we're not doing it well now. So this is my solution for that.
Excellent. Eric Lindberg with LEAP, Powering the Imagination. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back with FAA's Managing Safety.
Now, let's rejoin Amy Lavoda and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Welcome back. This is Amy Lavoda with FAA's Managing Safety Podcast. We're here at Sun and Fun 2010. This is Lindbergh Foundation Day, and Eric Lindbergh is here. One of the things that he is doing, he's kind of multitasking at this show, is helping Embry-Riddle University with their Going Green project. You want to talk a little bit about that? We're standing in front of what looks like a perfectly ordinary Piper Seminole, but what's different about it?
This is really cool. Embry-Riddle brought the Seminole, which is powered, one engine is powered by Swift fuel. Now, as we saw this week, the FAA is looking to make the aviation fleet lead-free by 2015. That's really 4.5 years from now. That's an incredible time frame to transition a whole fleet to lead-free fuel. And this is a huge issue. That's not just the right thing to do, but we're going to have serious pressure in aviation to make this happen. So we absolutely have to do that. And this partnership between Swift and Cessna and Embry-Riddle and Lycoming to work on alternative aviation fuels is huge. And yesterday, I had my first flight in the Seminole, and I'll tell you what, the Swift sauce, 100 Swift fuel, really works.
When you say really works, okay. Let's talk. Are there any procedures that are different between engine one and engine two, working with the avgas on one side and the Swift fuel on the other?
Full disclosure, I don't have a multi-rating.
Okay.
So while I'm sitting in the left seat, I'm getting instruction, and I'm actually flying the plane.
Cool.
I don't have a multi-rating. So procedures, what I saw from my knowledge, having flown some complex aircraft, are that there's some starting issues, cold start issues, and they have seen some issues with long idle times and some plug fouling, and that can happen in regular aircraft.
Sure.
It's a minor fix, it's a minor tweak, and they now have 30 hours or maybe 31 hours on the airplane. Otherwise, so far, it's been seamless, and there are huge benefits aside to not spreading lead all over our environment, all around the airport. They're a whole lot cleaner, and the engines are cleaner, and they run better. So there's more energy density, so you can fly further on a tank of gas. So there are quite a few really interesting, promising pieces to Swift fuel. I think the proof will be in the pudding, whether or not, and this, in my mind, this is the real challenge, is can it be produced at a cost that will be similar to leaded fuel. The distribution is being handled by AV fuel, and so I think everything is in place. And Embry-Riddle is adopting this fuel. They're one of the largest users of fuel in the country in general aviation. And so it makes a lot of sense for them to adopt this green fleet.
Excellent. Is it mixable with avgas?
Absolutely. And that's how they plan to phase it in, is start mixing it and blending it slowly across the fleet. But again, that's a little ways out.
Excellent. Well, you're getting ready to pre-flight this airplane to go fly it right now. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's exciting. Get to fly again at Sun and Fun. It is so interesting and fun to fly around an air show. Makes me slightly nervous because there's so many planes all over the place. But fantastic.
Excellent. This is Embry-Riddle Technology. Do they have their ADS-B set up in this airplane as well?
No, they do not.
Okay, so you don't have the traffic advantage.
I'm guessing that. Actually, I know that. They picked an older plane that was going to cycle out because, you know, it's new. Swift fuel is new, and so they want to test it with the an older aircraft first. But eventually, they see moving to all the 172s and really slowly implementing Swift fuel into their entire fleet.
Excellent. Well, I can see your flight crew is starting to pre-flight this Embry-Riddle Eagles Flight Research Center Seminole, and I'm going to let you go to do your pre-flight. We'll be watching from the ground, and we look forward to hearing how today's flight goes. This is Amy Lavoda with Eric Lindbergh at Sun and Fun 2010.
Thanks, Amy.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.